From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The question of a timetable for U.S. troops in Iraq has been ever present as Barack Obama visits there. Iraq is the second stop for Obama on a trip intended to bolster his foreign and defense policy credentials. The Democratic presidential candidate met with Iraqi leaders who have expressed support for Obama's plan to withdraw U.S. combat troops. The senator also met with U.S. military commanders. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in Baghdad and filed this report.
Senator Barack Obama had a full schedule on his Iraq trip, just about all of it out of the public eye. In the southern port city of Basra, he met with Iraqi and foreign troops. Later, in Baghdad, he met with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, President Jalal Talabani, and other Iraqi leaders.
Thank you so much.
Here, the senator greets Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi at his home in the fortified Green Zone, with reporters clamoring for a rare soundbite on this tour.
I have had a wonderful visit so far, and excellent conversation. But we have several more meetings over the next 2 days, and at that point, I'll give you a general assessment of the work.
For Senator Obama, this trip is about fact-finding rather than campaigning. His visit to Iraq, the second in 2 years, is technically part of a congressional delegation tour. Two other U.S. senators who, like Mr. Obama, oppose the Iraq war, Republican Chuck Hagel of Nebraska and Democrat Jack Reed of Rhode Island, are traveling with him. Nevertheless, the trip is clearly designed to play to voters back home. By first going to Afghanistan and now Iraq, Senator Obama is trying to show Americans that he is qualified to lead a nation immersed in two wars. And while he's avoiding stumping, the senator, in an interview with CBS over the weekend, minced no words about what he plans to do concerning America's wars if he's elected president.
There's starting to be a growing consensus that it's time for us to withdraw some our combat troops out of Iraq, deploy them here in Afghanistan, and I think we have to seize that opportunity. Now's the time for us to do it.
Afghans say they welcome additional attention by the United States. With a resurgent Taliban and an influx of foreign fighters across the border from Pakistan, they want more help. But most stress the help needs to be financial, not just troops. Like Gulagha Sherzai, the governor of eastern Nangarhar province, who met with Senator Obama Saturday.
Mr. Obama told me that if he gets elected, he will spare no effort to improve security and reconstruction in our country.
Back in Hashimi's home in Baghdad's Green Zone, the Iraqi vice president was noncommittal on whether Senator Obama would be a president he could work with. Hashimi says the two men didn't discuss Senator Obama's proposal to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq in the first 16 months of his presidency if he's elected. He says all they agreed upon was that there should be a timetable.
We agreed on the principle, and I just raised important issues that we shouldn't just talk about for how long it needs, in fact, to get the American troops back to the United States. What about the security vacuum? What about upgrading the capacity and the potential of the Iraqi armed forces? We have to look on all these three requirements. Then we will say how long it takes, in fact, whether 16 months, whether three years, whether 1 year.
That message is likely to be repeated by American military commanders who meet with Senator Obama. That while security here is improving, it could end up being fleeting without proper American military support. Other Iraqis who didn't get to meet Senator Obama were pessimistic about whether his visit would benefit their country. Like Sami al-Askari, a prominent Shiite lawmaker in the Iraqi parliament, he, like many Iraqis interviewed about Senator Obama's visit, say they don't see radical differences between him and Republican presidential candidate John McCain. He says that in the end, whoever is in the White House will only act in what he described as the American supreme interest. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Baghdad.